This is Ozarks at Large. Yesterday, Cargill Value Added Meats Retail, a unit of Wichita-based Cargill Meat Solutions Corporation, announced a voluntary recall of approximately 36 million pounds of fresh and frozen ground turkey products produced at its Springdale, Arkansas facility, after reports of multiple illnesses from Salmonella Heidelberg bacteria. According to a press release, the voluntary recall was initiated as a result of Cargill's internal investigation, information released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on August 1st, as well as an ongoing USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service investigation. The meat producer has suspended production of ground turkey products at its Springdale processing plant until the source of the salmonella is determined and corrective measures are taken. Customers are requested to return any opened or unopened ground turkey items to stores where they were purchased for a full refund. More information on the recall is available at cargill.com/turkey-recall. Other turkey products produced at the Springdale plants are not part of the recall.
The 16th Annual Ozark Guidance Golf Tournament is Monday, August 22nd at the Springdale Country Club. The registration deadline is Monday, August 15th, and a variety of sponsorship levels are still available. Proceeds to benefit mental health services for children and families. More information and registration are available on the web at ozarkguidance.org.
Football practice started this week at high schools all over Arkansas, and the oppressive heat makes the training seem almost unbearable. In this triple-digit heat, the weather can quickly turn deadly for the players. Dr. Joey Walters with the Arkansas Activities Association says coaches have been attending mandatory meetings this summer regarding emergencies, including heat symptoms. Walters says when it comes to dealing with the heat, it's best to always be prepared.
Always have ice, water, and towels available. All of our schools now are attuned to the cool water immersion, where they would have a tub of some kind with water and ice available for a student to be able to be cooled down. Keeping injured athletes, you know, observe them continually and keep them in a shaded area. Of course, have the cool tubs out ready to go at the practice field and athletic training rooms.
Walter says a new rule starting this year prohibits coaches from having two practices a day on consecutive days. The AAA board also requires every school that has a football program to have a meeting with parents to discuss signs of heat stroke and dehydration.
Congressional gridlock may soon cost some Arkansans their jobs. Lawmakers went home this week for a month-long summer recess without resolving a stalemate over funding for the Federal Aviation Administration. The dispute has left the FAA partially shut down and halted airport construction projects nationwide. Hal Sailors of the Rick McGinty Company in Greenbrier says they have contracts for 9 airport lighting projects in Arkansas. He says his crew of about a dozen workers has been staying busy so far by doing preliminary assembly of lighting fixtures.
We can't continue to do this and pull money out of our pockets to pay for this. And so that's what we're having to do right now. We probably have close to $100,000 invested in Little Rock National right now with no means of getting that money back at this time. Now, they will pay for it eventually, but that's optimistic, of course.
Sellers says he's probably going to start laying people off within the next week because of the FAA stalemate. Congress won't have a chance to even resume debate on the issue until lawmakers return to Washington on September 6th.